The children running through bark chips at the Little River Preschool were just toddlers when the Taliban captured Bo Bergdahl. This spring, the kids made a big yellow banner that says, "Bring Bo Home." Muriel Goff is the art teacher at the school. She knew Bo when he was about their age.
He was very quiet, very, very shy, quiet little guy. I sit and paint his little projects and, he hardly knew he was there.
Since Bo's capture, the Bergdahls themselves have avoided talking about their son publicly. And Haley has tried to protect the family's privacy. Goff says in the internet age, silence is a precaution.
You know, I've always been hesitant to say too much because, you know, I don't know how much they want out there, and, you know, which I can fully understand. And I think that's one of the reasons they've kind of just stayed close and just kind of kept it to themselves, sort of.
Okay, all right.
Haley has about 8,000 people. Mountains flank this one-time mining town. These days, it's usually a stopover on the way to swanky Sun Valley, about 20 minutes up the highway.
Sun Valley gets the celebrities, and usually that's where the media end up. But this time it was here.
Haley Mayor Rick Davis says since Bergdahl's capture, this tucked-away town has felt far less isolated.
Under the surface, I think everybody now realizes that it can happen here. And now we know we're not immune to what is happening in the world.
Turmoil in the Middle East now puts the town on edge. Videos released by the Taliban show a ragged Bergdahl talking about how much he misses his home. This May, just a week after SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, Bergdahl's father released his own message on video.
I pray this video may be shown to our only son.
Bob Bergdahl speaks at times in Pashto and Arabic. He asks Pakistan's military for help. And he does something he acknowledges will seem strange to some people. Bob Bergdahl thanks members of the Taliban for caring for his son for 2 years.
Mullah Sanjeen, the Haqqanis, and others who have played a role in sheltering the American prisoner. We know our son is a prisoner and at the same time a guest in your home.
Bob Bergdahl adds this, referring to Taliban prisoners held by the U.S.
No family in the United States understands the detainee issue like ours.
Bo Bergdahl, as the only U.S. prisoner in Afghanistan, is important to the Taliban not only as propaganda, but as a bargaining chip. That's according to Conrad Crane, director of the U.S. Army Military History Institute in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Preliminary peace talks with the Taliban are underway, and Crane says the Taliban will be looking to make a trade.
And it won't be a one-for-one trade they'll be going for either. They'll say, we'll give you Bergdahl, and we want these important Taliban leaders you've got in a prison somewhere else. So that, you know, the challenge for the negotiators is how much do we give up to get him back?
Crane says it's telling that the U.S. doesn't even use the term POW for detainees at Guantanamo Bay. It's a different kind of war. Zany's Cafe in Haley is decked in yellow ribbons and pictures of Bergdahl. He once worked here as a barista. Zany's is now the unofficial headquarters for all things Bergdahl. Colonel Tim Marsano with the Idaho National Guard sits at a small table. Throughout the ordeal, Marsano has been the spokesman for the Bergdahl family. Through constant contact with the family, he's gotten to know Bo pretty well.
Very, very intellectually curious, active young man, paragliding, motorcycling, all sorts of things. I'm kind of fascinated by him, and I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Marsano is helping the family craft a statement for the second anniversary. The military has promoted Bergdahl twice since he's been in Taliban captivity. He's now a sergeant. Colonel Marsano says he has no doubt that Bergdahl will someday come home.
The military has not forgotten for even 1 minute Bo Bergdahl, and we never will.
And neither will the people of Haley, Idaho. In Haley, I'm Jessica Robinson.